code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on December the 7th, 2009. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Scroll down the front page and bookmark all the other sites I have up for future use, because sometimes the big sites go down, and if you bookmark these other sites, you can always download the latest shows. And I should mention them too, because I've had fake sites out there before in my name, put out by other people, of course. But I should mention these ones, because these are the only official ones that I have anything to do with. And it's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.net, cuttingthroughthematrix.us, .ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentientsentinel.eu. The last one is a European site, has all the same audios for download, but it also has addition of transcripts for download of a lot of the talks I've given over the radio over the years, and you can find them in the various languages of Europe on that webpage, Alan Watt, sentientsentinel.eu. And for people who don't use the computers and get the disc burned to them and passed to them, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. P3E4N1. And I always remind the audience that you bring me to you, because I'm not part of a big foundation. I have no NGOs backing me up, anything like that. I'm neither right nor left or anything else. And I'm not pushing other people's products. The ads you hear on the show pay RBN radio station for their airtime, their staff, equipment, their billings and so on, their expensive bills too for this kind of work. And it's up to you to keep me going. So you have to either buy the few things I've had time to put up on the website in my name, the books and the discs and so on, or you can donate to me. And remember, donations can be used as well on PayPal. It can be used to either donate or buy the books. If you want to buy the books through PayPal, just send me a separate email with the order, and I'll get them out to you. Personal checks are good from the U.S. to Canada. And if you don't want to use personal checks, you can use, or even a bank, you can use or buy an international postal money order at the bank, international postal money order. Western Union's good. MoneyGram is good outside the Americas. And you can also use PayPal as well. Some people send cash because that cuts out the fees that they charge people on the other end to make the wire order, and it cuts out the fees on this end as well. It's up to you how you want to do it. But times are really bad, as everyone knows. It's getting worse. And if nothing else, all I can say is over the years I've changed the face of Patriot Radio into being a naval gazer looking at just the U.S. and Canada into this world system to show you the big players, how it was all coming together, the spider's web. Naming the foundations, the people involved, the players, and how really this plan for a global government has been going on for an awful long time. It's games within games. Games within games. Games on top of games, always, by other players. And we're witnessing, we're living through the culmination of over 100 years of planning and work that the big boys have put into bringing about global governance. Back with more after this break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. Prefacing tonight's talk with reminding people how old this agenda is and how it's used different faces over the last 100 odd years. We went through the phase with the socialist or communist versus capitalist stuff that went on for years and years. We had wars over it and all the rest of it. Many countries were put into civil war across the world over it. And when you go into the preludes of it all to see how the big players were already setting up at least a formula for a global governance system with the intent of bringing it in through generated conflict. This is written about before the League of Nations was actually set up. It's written about by some of the players who set it up. And it was very rich people who did set it up. In fact, it's mainly international bankers belonging to the Milner Group in London, England, that merged with the Rhodes Foundation and the Rothschild Foundation and became the Royal Institute for International Affairs. So global governance was already the idea to set up the League of Nations, which eventually got more power as it went along and became the United Nations, always with the same intent that nothing could be done fast to bring a global system under their wings. It would have to be done incrementally, piece by piece. And if you look at how even the communist movement was set up, it took them many years, a generation really, to gradually indoctrinate until they eventually could get certain things taught in school to to generate the mentality of a group that would grow up for a particular generation and then become communistic or socialistic themselves. These guys have all the time in the world. They know that's how you do it, through generational training and incrementalism. But they also knew that to bring in world governments, and they always had the idea of vastly reducing the population of the world when they set up the League of Nations. Some of the founders talked about that necessity, and they talked about the means to do it. Warfare, plagues would be very handy, and at that time they were into bacteriology and bacterial warfare at the beginning of the 20th century, big time. And they looked at all different ways to bring down the population. Various eugenics programs went out across the world. We always hear about what Nazi Germany brought in with its racial hygiene policy and the sterilization and then euthanization, of the so-called idiot class, the ones who were mentally subnormal, as they were called. But that was already being done in the United States via the Rockefeller Foundation and their big movement towards a form of eugenical purity. The survival of the fittest should belong to those families who had the higher IQs, who'd acquired more wealth and power and held on to it, meaning their offspring didn't go astray. They were so well interbred and chosen. Their partners were chosen for them for intellect and power, all coming from families of power and influence, that they had the right to basically rule the world, in a sense. And they went through a eugenics policy that only ended really in the 1970s in the United States and some of the U.S. states, mandatory sterilization of the unfit. Well, all that's coming back now because these guys never go away. They'll calm something down when it gets bad press, but they never go away. And it's just like this Copenhagen Treaty. I said myself, if God himself came down and spoke to all the people and said, here's the proof this is all a con and here's the real agenda, they'd have to go ahead anyway because that is the agenda. Nothing will stop them from this agenda. Nothing at all. It's been in the works for so long. It was decided to amalgamate the world after this Cold War that was pretty well phony on many, many levels, real on others, but mainly phony because there was another big player over the two sides that seemed to be in conflict. And the big player was incredibly rich, incredibly rich. The world now is has amalgamated since the Cold War. And that, remember, too, was what came out in the Rees Commission. It can't be overlooked, that commission in the United States. The Congress set up the Rees Commission to look into the great foundations, these incredibly wealthy foundations, tax-exempt, too. They were owned by big magnates of the business world and the banking world. And they wondered why these capitalists were financing all the far-left movements, including what seemed to be communistic movements. And Senator Norman Dodds spoke to the CEOs of these foundations, and they told them quite frankly that their job was to gradually, again that word gradually, through a generation, so much alter the culture in the United States and the Western world that it would blend seamlessly with that of the Soviet system. Hence the wall comes down, we find that all the Western countries are already socialized and completely socialized. And that is what they're referring to when they talk about democracy. It's a socialist system, a completely socialist system. Now, socialism sounds wonderful to very naive people who still think in utopic terms. Socialism, really, it's like most of these big charters that they put out there can sound like wonderful ideas if any of it was true and if they intended to follow through on it. But, of course, it's all done by deception. They don't mean what they say. They say it to get you all sucked into it. Because, you see, we have different classes on this planet. And the class that always emerges at the top of all nations is the most ruthless class of all. The degenerative types of inbreds get to the top because they're vicious and they're psychopathic. They wouldn't care if it was global warming or global cooling. They would learn their lines and look convincing at all these world summits and deny everybody else on the opposite side of the fence as flat earthers and so on, call them bad names, just like Mr. Brown's doing now from Britain. So it's nothing to do really with what they believe. They don't believe in these things themselves at the very top. They just use it to get a system in which would benefit them personally and their families. In other words, you have an international class. You've always had an international class. Always. If you look at the royalties of all countries, what are they? They're international. Very few of them, in fact, most of them, have never bred into their own, the people they lord over. They always marry a king and a queen from another country. They used to give away countries and dowries along with it, too. We're almost at that stage again. But the trick is that the people who get to the top are never pleasant people. They're vicious. Vicious people. And they're so highly motivated because they're abnormal. Normal folk don't want power over other people. These people live to acquire power. And you'll find them at the top of the NGOs, the fanatical NGO groups. And you have to be a nutcase to claw your way up there because everyone else in that line is fanatical too. You have to be vicious. So they get to the top, they're given their lines, and this is the new, it's like the Communist Manifesto, it's the Greening Manifesto, it's the World Manifesto. And they learn them, and they're almost at the stage of putting to death anybody who denies it. In other words, these people, regardless of a system in time, if it was back to the communist era, would be at the top of the communist list. If it was a time of the nobility running Europe, they'd be at the top of the nobility list, running feudalism. These are the type who get up there. And they have more energy than normal people have because they're almost possessed, you might say, with the idea of more and more power, something we can't imagine. When you look at some of the big players, some of the biggest players brought in this whole global environmental, eugenical depopulation agenda like Maurice Strong, and you look at the hours they still put in today at their age and the meetings they attend, the average person cannot do that. There's an abnormal drive there. You'll find that with great dictators and stuff like that. Same kind of thing. Abnormal. But psychopathic nonetheless. Utterly ruthless. And any means of deception to get what they want is used. They have no qualms being psychopathic. No qualms whatsoever about lying to get what they want done. Even if that means taking over whole nations, taking a world over and lying to them, they will lie. George Orwell warned us about this group in his book 1984. He talked about them, the higher bureaucratic class, who would parrot everything that they were told to parrot perfectly and be absolutely convincing to each other as they parroted the party line. Even when they had lecturers, in-house lecturers, talking about the wonderful life it would be when they could breed out the ability to speak. That's an example that Orwell used in an exaggerated form. And one of them turns around and says, I see, brother, when we can't communicate, there'll be no thought crime. And that's how they were, I see, brother, you know, like right on. That's the kind you'll find at these meetings, these party members. They are a world party, and they're party members, fanatics too, well paid, mind you. I used to look at all the different Russian defectors that came across from the KGB to Europe or the US, and I don't think one of them ever left because of financial hardship. They lived a lifestyle, and this was in the British newspapers at the time in the late 70s, it said that the lifestyle had all of the luxuries and amenities given to their equivalent characters in the so-called capitalist countries. It was just the peasants who didn't have access to all this stuff. And just like this global bunch, it's the very, very same. Back with more after this break.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just showing people that things don't really change, in a sense. It's just that the same type of people are born in every generation. If they're born into positions of power or families of power, they'll climb the ladder quicker. Those at the bottom psychopaths, have to gradually wheedle their way in, charm everybody. They have ability to charm, although they mean nothing, and claw their way up. The very, very bottom, or jump on the latest cause and be a good yes man or yes woman. And it doesn't matter what system it is, they'll join it immediately. They smell which way the wind's going. They smell where the money is getting put, and they smell the agenda. And they're like wolves, in they go, join the pack. This Copenhagen Treaty is much more serious than people think. It is to do with global governance, and they have a clause in the treaty that actually has the word government in it, global government in it. And that was broken by Lord Monckton I put the article here and the actual notes it came from. And even that was meant to be snuck through with people noticing it, because they didn't call it the Copenhagen Agreement. It was notes by the top character of the United Nations. Notes, his notes. It was called 180 pages of notes, all to do with this one meeting. But it was basically outlining the draft. Anyway, as I'm sure everybody knows, the mainstream media have carried on as though the scandal concerning all the fudged figures by the main characters involved to do with all this phony data is completely ignored by the media. And that's what they're doing. I said this would happen. They have to do it because they've been at this. They've been building up for this thing for literally since Maurice Strong set up the first council to do with environment, the United Nations in 1972. And out of that came United Nations Department for Environmental Things. And then he led up the 1992 Earth Charter that gave supposedly rights to everything except humans across the planet, but also gave obligations to governments to fulfill certain UN mandates. He also was involved with the last Copenhagen Agreement and this one, too, of course. He's at every major meeting, big, big player, and this guy was picked up as a college. He even went to college. He was picked up when he was a teenager by Rockefeller and groomed for his position because he had all the right psychopathic qualities and energy, as I say, that goes with it. He's a typical example of how the mainstream is just ignoring the scandal that's just, it hasn't even died down yet. It says here, climate talks open with calls for urgent action, December the 7th. Then they go in through the propaganda. It's just propaganda. A much anticipated global meeting of nearly 200 nations, all seeking what has so far been elusive common ground on the issue of climate change. I love how they changed the terms. It came from global warming to climate change, and now it's to do with CO2. It began here on Monday with an impassioned airing of what leaders have called the political and moral imperatives at hand. So once again, if they don't save us all, we're doomed. That's how they're starting the whole thing off. This is actually called in official circles the cult of it's climate salvationism. They're using a religious cause, really. The high gurus and these guys at the top are the ones who are going to save us from these catastrophes, which only they can see coming and no one else can see. So they're a new priesthood, and they promise us salvation from catastrophes to do with climate and bad old men at the bottom of it all. And they start off saying, the clock has ticked down to zero. They used to use the clock, too, during the atomic warfare possibility scam. And that's what it was, the Cold War scam. No one was going to nuke anybody. But they didn't tell the public that. It makes the public easier to control by their own governments. And it allows government to expand its powers and authorities and increase more funding to black ops for other purposes, like putting satellites up there that will control the public in 20 years' time. Stuff like that. And they used the clock then at that, 2 minutes to zero, we're almost there and it's going to be nuke time. Well, it's the same thing here. The clock has ticked down to zero, said the United Nations climate chief, Jo de Boer. After 2 hours of negotiation, the time has come to, or 2 years of negotiation, the time has come to deliver. Now, it's amazing. I used to get pictures in my mind. I get pictures in my mind about everything. People talk in words, I get pictures. And whenever they want something done, it's just astonishing. It's always money that's going to fix it. And I had pictures of big aircraft flying across the sky, dumping your dollars into the atmosphere, as that was going to be the cure, apparently, to cure all these awful ills. A kind of sacrifice, a new priesthood that uses dollar bills rather than just bodies. But they'll use bodies when required. So just put them across there, and it's all going to be cleared up, you see. Just like that. It's amazing. I've watched so many crises through my life that's always the answer to it. Money. We need more money for this. And these fat cats at the top in big business, of course, are all part of it, have already set themselves up to take all this money. They get free carbon credits in international corporations. They've been trading them in Europe for the last 4 years and making profits off them. Profits off carbon credits. Millions of dollars worth, or euro dollars worth, that were given to them by the European Union for free. And they're making millions off it already. Guess who's going to be paying the carbon credits with your dollars and getting nothing back? Yeah, all of you out there. It's always the same story, isn't it? Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just giving you a little bit of background on this. There's nothing spontaneous about these meetings. As I say, the first one to do with using the climate as a reason to bring the world together and dominate it by a particular ruling elite was back in 1972. And I think that was about the same year that the Club of Rome came out with their idea of using global warming as the reason that they would use to bring the world under control through treaties and negotiations and grant money and all the rest of it. And it's eventually led step by step through different world meetings, all run by Maurice Strong, up to the present one in Copenhagen. And this particular article is more on the nose with what happens there, and it's from the Telegraph. It says, Copenhagen Climate Summit. It's going to use 1,200 limos, limousines, stretch limos and so on, 140 private planes and jets and caviar wedges. I think the last meeting they had there, I read the menu that they had. I think they had 14 courses there. 14 courses. Can you imagine the methane they belched out at the end of that? And Copenhagen, too, they talked recently, and I read an article about a week or so ago from a newspaper. In Copenhagen, the prostitutes are just dying for this because they said the last one meeting they had was these big wigs and very respectable people, you know, who always go under the guise of respectability, had been the biggest boon they'd ever had, the biggest boon they'd had for about 150 years. So they're looking forward to this one. And what I should mention, too, is when I think they had a big G20 meeting quite some years back in British Columbia in Canada, that was the first one where the RCMP was turned loose on students who were about half a mile away from the road where the dignitaries were to pass. It turned out about 2 weeks after the event, or 2 or 3 weeks after the event, that the Canadian government had paid for male prostitutes for a lot of the foreign dignitaries. They said this was protocol. But see, we have no idea of the deviant class that rulers. We have no idea at all. But then if you read history, it shouldn't shock you. Look at the history of every country in the world and who ends up dominating and ruling. You've got a degenerate class, the psychopathic types. And we pay for their horrors, be it male or female. And I often wonder, with the diplomatic immunity and all the rest of it, do they also hire children? Do they get them in from orphanages or something? I wouldn't put it past them. If it's protocol for visiting foreign dignitaries. But anyway, Copenhagen's looking forward to it there. And I guess that country will be paying for a lot of it out of their tax funding for a change. Literally, I'm not kidding you. We have no idea of the characters. People have no idea of the characters that rule them. You see, it isn't just a deviance in one way or another. It's their whole life. They are utter psychopaths at the top. Psychopaths live for thrills and power over others. They are sadomasochistic by nature. They admire those with more power than themselves and despise those with lesser. Average folk will never catch on because we can't imagine that. It's like trying to get into the mind of a mass murderer or a serial rapist. You can't get in there. It's too alien to you. That's why in every age the same type get to the top. And if anyone should be psychoanalyzed and checked for personality traits, it should be all of these characters who end up with power over us. And I really mean that. Or there's no chance at all. But anyway, this article, again, Telegraph, it says Copenhagen is preparing for the climate change summit that will produce as much carbon dioxide as a town the size of Middlesbrough in England. By Andrew Gillian, December the 5th, 2009. It says, in a normal day, Mackin Fris Jorgensen, managing director of Copenhagen's biggest limousine company, says her firm has 12 vehicles on the road during the summit to save the world. That's how they're touting it, by the way, which opens here tomorrow. She will have 200. We thought they were not going to have so many cars due to being a climate convention, she says, but it seems that somebody last week looked at the weather reports. It says Mrs. Jorgensen reckons that between her and her rival, the total number of limos in Copenhagen next week has already broken the 1,200 barrier. The French alone rang up on Thursday and ordered another 42. Well, the French would, because there's going to be a lot of partying going on over there at the taxpayers' expense. We haven't got enough limos in the country to fulfill the demand, she says. We're having to drive them in hundreds of miles from Germany and Sweden. And the total number of electric cars or hybrids among that number, 5. 5 of 1,200, says Mrs. Jorgensen. The government has some alternative fuel cars, but the rest will be petrol or diesel. We don't have any hybrids in Denmark, unfortunately, due to the extreme taxes on those cars. Makes no sense at all, but it's very Danish, she says. The airport says it's expecting up to 140 extra private jets during the peak period alone. Private jets, that's not just all the other ones laid on, so far over its capacity that the planes will have to fly off to regional airports or to Sweden to park, returning to Copenhagen to pick up their VIP passengers. As well, 15,000 delegates and officials, 15,000. You understand, to all the big NGO boys, they call it the Green Army, by the way. This was first mentioned, the Green Army, by Bill Cooper, when he read an article to do with the producer for Star Trek, Roddenberry. Roddenberry had a seat on the board of NAFTA, the NASA, I should say, at the time, NASA. And he got his ideas, political ideas, to put into the various series on television of Star Trek from NASA, because it's a political movement, too. You got to understand, everything is politics with the movements and directions. And he said back in the early 90s, Mr. Roddenberry, that we'll unleash, he said, they called the First Earth Army. They meant the combined power of all the purposely funded and created non-governmental organizations. The true hardcore of the greening communist agenda. The useful idiots, the ones at the top would call them. Because you would have true believers, and these guys are true believers, the NGO followers. Not the heads of the NGOs, they get well paid for what they're doing by the foundations. But it says here, there's also 5,000 journalists and 98 world leaders. The Danish capital will be blessed by the presence of Leonardo da Capriccio, or Caprio is Daryl Hannah. You see all the Hollywood people. Helena Christensen, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and Prince Charles. A Republican U.S. Senator, Jim Inhofe, is getting in at the head of the anti-climate change Truth Squad. The top hotels all fully booked at £650 a night are readying for the climate convention menus of no doubt sustainable scallops, foie gras, and sculptured caviar wedges. At the takeaway pizza end of the spectrum, Copenhagen's clean pavements are starting to fill with slightly well-scrubbed protesters from all over Europe. In the city's famous anarchist commune of Christiana this morning, among the hash dealers and heavily graffitied walls, they started their two-week climate bottom meeting, complete with a storytelling yurt and a funeral of the day for various corrupt heatists. Concepts such as economic growth. The Danish government is cunningly spending £1 million, that's £120,000, to give the protesters Klima Forum a parallel conference in the magnificent DGI Bien Sports Center. The hope, officials admit, is that they'll work off their youthful energies on the climbing wall, state-of-the-art swimming pools and bowling alley. It's just amazing, though, isn't it, how they even cater for the protesters. And even how they label it there, too, this is their youthful energy. So everybody's protesting, oh, that's just youthful energy, you see. They're going to protest something. Listen to it. It says, just in case Denmark has taken delivery of its first ever water cannon, one of the newspapers is running a competition to suggest names for it, plus sweeping new police powers. I like that, plus sweeping new police powers. The authorities have been proudly showing us their new temporary prison, 360 cages in a disused brewery, housing 4,000 detainees. Now, they had the same ones at the different meetings, G20s and so on, these fold-up temporary cages to put the people in. So this is global. Like, see, we are global, right? We are global. This is, and this being Scandinavia, even the prostitutes are doing their bit for the planet. Outraged by a council postcard urging delegates to be sustainable, don't buy sex. Well, fat chance of that could be these guys. The local sex workers union, they have unions here, has announced that all of its 1,400 members will give free intercourse to anyone with a climate conference delegate's pass. Because they'll be getting funding from the convention, you see. The prostitutes get funding from the convention via the government. That's what Canada did too. Amazing, isn't it, eh? The term carbon dating just took on an entirely new meaning. So this is an 11-day conference, including the participants' travel. It says we'll create a total of 41,000 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent, equal to the amount produced over the same period by a city the size of Middlesbrough. So this is the real world. It's a farce, of course, but it'll go down in history as something of very much importance, and definitely will be important to what happens to us at the bottom, because, you see, it doesn't matter what they tell us after this event. Every leader of the world is already going to pledge this thing in writing and sign us down as collateral to pay off the carbon debt problem. And they want us to get personal carbon taxes to boot. And so along with your regular income tax, you'll get carbon taxes. And when we go cashless in only a few years now, I've got articles here from the newspaper, the banks, the big banks now are talking about the year for putting in the cashless society. They'll know everything you're buying, and they'll send you a bill for every tin of beans or whatever you've bought, for the carbon that it took to make those beans and grow those beans and tin those beans and transport those beans to little old you at the bottom. So these fat cats that go to these international meetings can go out with their prostitutes and wine and dine all on your expense and have a great old time, as they always do. Always do. It's amazing, even in Canada, whenever a new house gets in, they have a big sort of party bash as a standard thing that they have. And they always have it in the newspapers how they wreck the Parliament Hall, and they wreck everything, and there's vomit all over the place, and booze bottles, and yada yada. Probably needles now, too, I imagine. And it's accepted as just a way of life. You understand, the psychopaths get up there. This is how they are. This is how they really are. They love to have these big bashes. It's no different than when the kings and queens and all the upper royalty and all the cousins and hundreds of them, their family, would get together in the castles for the big parties. No different at all. And they'd have sex in front of everybody else. And they'd piddle in the corners or down the little chutes they built in the castle walls. That's why they move every four times a year for the seasons. The stink gets so high. I'm not kidding. This is in the history books. Debauchery was just the norm with them. It's the people below they give a different culture to and tell you all the rules to follow to give them a manageable culture. If we were all like them, there would be chaos. That's what leaders have always known for thousands of years. And it works, though. It works. Because these are the faces at Copenhagen that you'll see in all the respectable magazines. And you'll see them on all the respectable news channels, talking with authority. Authority. As I say, the same characters, if it was to change to the Ice Age tomorrow, they'd be prattling on with the same confidence about the coming Ice Age. Believe you me, because you know a lot of them who are there did that back in the 1970s. That's what they were preaching then, with great authority and conviction. Yeah, climate salvationism, that's what they're all about. The high priests of all they need is not a tithe from you, you see, a voluntary tithe. No, they get it all passed through governmental laws to pillage you and loot you so as you can live the high life and get more authority given. There's nothing greater to a psychopath than to acquire more and more official authority through laws and regulations. It makes them feel more secure. More secure. Psychopaths cannot stand insecurity. They cannot stand frustration. That's one of their big weaknesses. That's why they repeat the same things over and over again. The same behaviors over and over and over again. Psychopaths must have it now. And when they let go and have let off the steam, there is no inhibition of any kind whatsoever because they have no guilt. Again, we can't get into that headspace. It's too foreign to us, you see. But that's why they get away with it. And, of course, the next week they're back on television or in the magazines with their $5,000 suits looking very clean and respectable. And that's what we're taught to see. God help us all. God help us all. There's an article here, it was from 1998 in the Financial Post, Canada, December the 26th. It talks about what is the most important problem facing Canada. Then they go through the poll they asked the public, and it says unemployment was first followed by government spending. This is before 9/11 and all the security farces and all that stuff. The economy, healthcare, national unity, taxes, poverty, education, and crime. The bottom of the list, garnering only 2% of this, was the environment. You see what they've done in a few years? By repetition, mantras and repetition. This is the possibility that 98% of Canadians are not in a state of high anxiety over global warming, freaky weather, ozone depletion, pollution, and scores of other green scares must be a teeth-gritting irritation to environmentalists. They have, after all, spent decades. Now, this was 98. They'd already spent decades fertilizing the idea that we are on the brink of environmental disaster. Any time, you see. Still going on. Any time. Ottawa and the provinces have spent billions on the campaign, which includes turning the weather into a propaganda tool and the school system into the indoctrination camp that begins in kindergarten. The polls are testament to the good sense of Canadians. Despite relentless scaremongering by bureaucrats and activists, Canadians remain unwaveringly fixed on a national economic agenda of growth and prosperity, rather on fantastic claims of apocalypse. When David Suzuki, who's a geneticist, by the way, wants to reduce the population, he calls us all maggots. He says global warming is the most urgent slow-motion catastrophe facing humankind. Nobody is paying much attention. Oh, tiddles. Mr. Suzuki, back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Reading an article from a Canadian paper from 1998. And it goes on about a politician who was appointed as Minister of the Environment. Now, what they do is they can put them as Minister of Environment one week and then move them into Minister of Health or Education the next week. And they're always experts, but really they're run by the high-level bureaucrats. They're always there regardless of the party they get in, because they're the only guys that knows what's going on, you see, and what the long-term agendas are. But Mrs. Stewart was a good socialist, you see, and she says, as Minister of the Environment, she says, I'm very worried about global warming, which for a politician isn't saying much. Politicians are habitually very worried about one thing or another. The trouble starts when they use their power to fix problems they're worried about, even if the problems don't exist. Ms. Stewart said, this is 98 and it's worse now, said she's prepared to do exactly that, no matter, she says, if the science is all phony, and we've found that's true. She says, no matter if the science is all phony, there are collateral environmental benefits, she says. It says, Environment Canada, therefore, is prepared to act on global warming, even if there's no such thing as global warming. So you see, we're living an agenda. I keep telling the people this. We're living an agenda. You've got to understand, these agendas will not turn around. They've taken so long to get underway and put into motion. They will not turn around. I don't care if God himself comes down and shows the evidence and waves the finger. It isn't going to change these. They can't go back. And I should mention, too, that when Pierre Trudeau was in, remember, he led the 1952 Comintern for Canada to Moscow, the Young Communist International. He was the head of the delegation in 1952. The media said nothing about it at the time. When he went for election as a prime minister, no media, right-wing nor left-wing, mentioned the fact he was the head of the Comintern. They all knew it. And when he was in office, they signed with the United Nations an agreement that if the right time came along for global governance, then Canada was all ready to surrender its sovereignty completely to a world governing body. How about that, eh? And who knows it? Well, the media know it. I know it. The boys in intelligence all know it. The only people who don't know it are the Canadian public. What else did Mrs. Stewart say back, or Ms. Stewart? Ms. Stewart. Back in 98, it says here, climate change provides the greatest chance to bring about justice and equality in the world. But justice and equality, the good commie that she is, here she gets closer to the core motivation of some of leading global warming activists, where socialism's attempt at global redistribution of wealth ended in economic catastrophe, global warming is being wheeled in as the next new economic crusade. It's the same agenda. The same agenda, redistribution of wealth, and the richer countries, and yep, that's you out there that are struggling to pay your taxes and keep a roof over your head, you're the richer countries, have to pay and pay and pay as these boys at the top pocket about three quarters of the money and pass on the dribbles to the third world countries in supposedly an attempt to help them out. That's what it's all about. Utter, utter corruption by the deviant class that's always at the top, the psychopaths. The true psychopaths, the ones who are not born into poverty-stricken parents and end up as winos in the street or smashing windows when they want to grab some jewelry. Again, no tolerance or frustration, got to have it now. But if they're born into positions of power and families of power and wealth and go to the good schools, they get to the top. And where do they go? To these world meetings like that. That's where they end up, in charge of you, behaving like the deviants of previous aristocracies behaved. Only now there's thousands and thousands of them, not just a king and queen and a few dozen families to support their deviances. From Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your God's go with you.
With recent